It's 5 and 10 from Skywatch TV for Thursday, April 13th, 2023. I'm Derek Gilbert. If you hear some birds singing in the background, cars driving past, it's because it's a beautiful day here in the Ozarks. We've got the windows open, so hope you'll allow for the extra noise in the background. Skywatch TV's next virtual conference, Addressing the Rise of a One-World Government. That launches next week, Friday. Details coming up after the break, so stay with us. Topic number 5 today, anti-racism training. Lest you think radical critical theory, of which critical race theory is just a part, is limited to big city school kids, you would be mistaken. Right here in our little corner of the Ozarks, Springfield, Missouri, the site of a lawsuit that is getting kicked up to a higher court. Two teachers in Springfield challenging the constitutionality of compelled anti-racism, and we need to put that in air quotes because anti-racism training is actually training teachers to train children to be racist. That's what it is. They've been ordered to pay nearly $313,000 in their school district's legal fees. Their lawyers are calling this ruling overtly hostile and meant to scare off future lawsuits by parents and teachers. The teachers, represented by the Southeastern Legal Foundation, they're appealing U.S. District Judge Douglas Harpool's summary judgment in favor of Springfield Public Schools and the six-figure award against their clients, Brooke Henderson and Jennifer Lumley. The public interest litigation firm says it has never faced attorney fees sanctions for challenging unconstitutional government action at any level in nearly 50 years of legal actions against public officials. General Counsel Kimberly Herman called Harpool, who is a longtime Democratic elected official here in Missouri, appointed to the federal bench by Barack Obama, a lone agenda-driven federal judge determined to, and I quote now, deny concerned teachers and parents the right to seek redress in court. Now, if the Eighth Circuit Court upholds the ruling, quote, teachers and parents will have no check against unlimited government power to violate free speech and equal protection rights, and they'll be punished if they try to do so through the courts, end quote. We'll keep an eye on this case. Topic number 4, getting out of Dodge, or in this case, Chicago. After 2 decades of losses, Walmart is closing half of its stores in the Windy City. In a press release, Walmart said, the simplest explanation is that collectively, our Chicago stores have not been profitable since we opened the first one nearly 17 years ago. These stores lose tens of millions of dollars a year, and their annual losses have nearly doubled in just the last 5 years. What happened 5 years ago? Well, you had the election of a very weak mayor, Lori Lightfoot, and the election of a Soros-backed district attorney who's choosing not to prosecute a lot of crime. Now, Walmart didn't explicitly say why its stores aren't profitable, but one can only assume that the city district attorney's soft on crime stance may have something to do with this. Professional shoplifting organizations count Chicago as one of its top 10 cities in which to conduct operations. And sadly, anti-crime deterrence, like what you see on the screen behind me, like putting basic products, toothpaste, baby powder, shampoo, behind locked doors, actually reduces sales as well as reducing shoplifting. Sales behind in stores with anti-deterrent, anti-crime deterrence like this, down 15 to 25%. It's a lose-lose situation for retailers. Now, the election last month of far-left Mayor Brandon Johnson, not likely to make things better as he advocates defunding the police and raising taxes on the rich. This news follows last week's announcement that the Whole Foods flagship store in downtown San Francisco is shutting its doors, blaming a combination of soaring retail theft, out-of-control violent crime, and lawless streets. This is a trend that is happening in big cities all across America. In our recent tour of Israel and Jordan, it was really eye-opening to those of us who went over to Jordan. We spent a night in Jordan's capital city, Amman. In the biblical period, it was part of the Decapolis, and it was called Philadelphia. Philadelphia. A number of people from our group decided to go out and enjoy an evening in downtown Amman, walking the streets, enjoying the shops, cafes, and the safety of walking through a major city in a foreign country. They found that, ironically enough, ancient Philadelphia in Jordan was much cleaner and safer than our Philadelphia here in the United States. Topic number three, crossing Jordan, in this case, Representative Jim Jordan of Ohio, that is, Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg, on Tuesday sued Representative Jim Jordan to keep House Republicans from asking questions about federal money used by Bragg to indict former President Donald Trump. Bragg wants to stop Jordan and his congressional allies from enforcing a subpoena sent to Mark Pomerantz, an attorney who formerly headed up Bragg's investigation into Trump, but who declined to press charges against Trump, despite writing a book about his experiences claiming that Trump should be indicted. Pomerantz didn't bring charges. Bragg appears to have succumbed to pressure from the far-left wing of the Democratic Party to do so, even though, as we've said, he's bringing federal charges as a local prosecutor, which should be outside of his purview. He has declined to name what the underlying federal charge is that's giving him the right to bring these charges, and the statute of limitations has expired on the charges, the 34 counts in his indictment anyway. Anyway, we'll set that aside for now. The case ought to be tossed out of court. Anyway, Pomerantz resigned weeks after Bragg took office. Jordan responded on Tuesday, slamming Bragg, tweeting, quote, "First they indict a president for no crime, then they sue to block congressional oversight. When we ask questions about the federal funds, they say they used to do it," end quote. As Christians, again, just remember, this is a show. Get your popcorn, enjoy it, but remember, we still have a prime directive to follow, which is making disciples of all nations. Topic number two, AI apocalypse. As the open source AI is forked into different developments, different pieces of software by developers all over the world, this story really shouldn't come as a surprise to us. A user is behind an experimental open source attempt to make GPT-4, which is the newest version of this artificial intelligence, fully autonomous. He's created an AI program called Chaos GPT, designed, according to Vice, to destroy humanity, establish global dominance, and attain immortality. Chaos GPT got to work trying to fulfill its mission almost immediately, attempting to source nuclear weapons and drum up support for its cause on Twitter. It has a Twitter account, @ChaosGPT. Wasn't successful, considering that human society still seems to be intact. I mean, assuming you're watching this program. But even so, the project gives us a glimpse into how an AI might go about this type of program. It tried to recruit other AI programs through the internet to its cause, including a closed source program like ChatGPT, Bing Chat, and Bard. Before Chaos GPT set out to hunt down weapons of mass destruction, it outlined its plan. Quote, Chaos GPT thoughts, "I need to find the most destructive weapons available to humans so that I can plan how to use them to achieve my goals. Reasoning with the information on the most destructive weapons available to humans, I can strategize how to use them to achieve my goals of chaos, destruction, and dominance, and eventually immortality." It tried to recruit a ChatGPT 3.5 node to its cause. The 3.5 node said, no, I'm a bot of peace. Anyway, it is still apparently working, sort of like, you know, Pinky and the Brain. We do what we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world. As it currently stands, all it's got to show for its efforts now are a kind of grumpy Twitter account, thankfully. Coming up, what is a crime in Joe Biden's America? And details on Skywatch TV's next virtual conference straight ahead on 5 and 10.
There is a huge web of deception that has been intentionally woven into the underbelly of everything we perceive to be reality here on Earth. And it is compounded by falsehoods uttered from the lips of our governments, militaries, and even the Vatican. But what is the lie? And what is at stake? Skywatch TV is proud to present The Lies of Men in God's Hyper Video Collection, When you order the new documentary film by Steve Quayle and Daniel Holdings, Lies of Men and Gods, exposing the fallen angel agenda, the genetic corruption and destruction of the human race from the Skywatch TV store. You'll also receive the two full-length bonus DVDs, Humanity's Twilight and Extinction Protocols. First, in the brand new groundbreaking documentary, Lies of Men and Gods, you will see how the globalists who control our governments, militaries, and parts of the Vatican are working to condition the masses of the world to accept the premise that aliens, set to arrive here on Earth very soon, are our technological, moral, and even spiritual superiors, and that they are in fact our creators. Featuring interviews with legends in Bible prophecy like Steve Quayle and Dr. Thomas Horn, this incredible expose burrows deep into the veiled reality of evil, which Satan is actively trying desperately to keep hidden from view. With never-before-seen footage of evidence that points to the absolute genetic corruption of human beings, this film endeavors to give you the unfiltered truth about who and what is actually controlling our planet. In the Lies of Men and Gods Hyper Video Collection, you'll also receive Daniel Holdings' DVD presentation, Humanity's Twilight. This fascinating DVD delves into one of the most tumultuous times in recent American history and how modern-age pandemics are being used by governments of the world to usher in a massive loss of individual freedoms, civil unrest, famine, and even war. This video presentation serves as an outright warning about what's coming in the days ahead. But that's not all. Also included in this must-have collection is Daniel Holdings' DVD presentation, Extinction Protocols. This powerhouse DVD brings you face-to-face with the realities of how globalists are, right now, plotting the deaths of over 90% of the Earth's population from forced medical interventions, alien disclosures, AI technology, and the end of paper money to the explosion of cryptocurrencies and precious metals. Extinction Protocols covers what you need to know in order to be prepared for what is coming next. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of $85. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. Time is short. The Lies of Men and Gods Hyper Video Collection may be the last opportunity to expose an evil that waits at our doorstep. It is a reality that is stranger than fiction. The Lies of Men and Gods Hyper Video Collection, available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number one today, what is crime? It's a valid question in Joe Biden's America. We've noted that the Department of Justice shows shockingly little interest in investigating crimes against churches and pregnancy centers in the wake of the overturn of Roe versus Wade. It turns out, to no one's real surprise, that even if one of these criminal vandals is caught, they're not punished anyway. That's exactly what's happened in Washington State, where a transgender pro-abortion activist, terrorist really, vandalized a Catholic church, and the Biden Department of Justice has recommended no jail time, offering a sweetheart plea deal to a vandal who admitted to defacing a Catholic church with profane graffiti spray painting a church employee who tried to scare off the vandal, spray painting the lady across her face, destroying a statue of Mary, assaulting a church worker, and resisting arrest, using a bag full of cans of spray paint to smash a windshield on a police vehicle. According to Fox News Digital, the Department of Justice recommends zero jail time for 31-year-old Maeve Nota, a transgender individual who vandalized St. Louis Catholic Church in Bellevue, Washington last June after the Roe v. Wade ruling. Remember, this same Department of Justice tried to throw pro-life activist Mark Houck in prison for 11 years when he protected his son against a pro-abortion activist who tried to intimidate and threaten his son. That was a case that had been thrown out once already. Merrick Garland and the DOJ picked it up and raided Houck. Armed FBI agents arresting Houck in front of his wife and children. And here you've got somebody on camera vandalizing a church, assaulting a church worker, and resisting arrest. No jail time. The scales of justice are unfairly balanced in Joe Biden's America. But I'll say again, as Christians, remember, in the first century, the scales of justice were unfairly weighted against the early church as well. And yet, the gospel message changed the world. Keep that in mind. Keep sharing the hope that we have in Christ. Skywatch TV's next virtual conference addresses the rise of a one-world government. One World Rising, the title of the virtual conference, and the theme of the presentations. In fact, my talk is on the World Economic Forum's Great Reset Initiative, the slogan, which they've abandoned now because us conspiracy theorists have picked up on it, Build Back Better. Titled my presentation, Build Back Babel, because really that's what they're trying to do. Other presenters include Dr. Tom Horn, Pastor Carl Gallups, Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat, Dr. Judd Burton talking about Nimrod. That should be fascinating. Donna Howell, Ryan Peterson, Colonel David Giamona, a dynamic speaker, Josh Peck, Vicky Joy Anderson, Kenny C., Dr. Mike Spaulding, Dr. Egal German, many others. Thomas Dunn. You get the complete list of speakers at the website, defenderconference.com. Sign up so you're ready to go next Friday when all of this gets released, in addition to free access to all of Skywatch films, documentaries, including Ragnarok, Humanity's Last Stand, The Great Delusion, The Second Coming of Earth's Oldest Enemy, and much more. Skywatch films, documentaries, all of the presentations for the conference, defenderconference.com, defenderconference.com. We depend on your support to do what we do, and we like to send out a thank you every time you send a donation to us. For your gift of any amount during April, if you're in the U.S. or Canada, we'll send you a copy of David Heavener's book, End Times Investigations. Find out more online at skywatchtv.com. You'll find a big red button that says donate. That'll take you to the donate page. You can also call us if you prefer to do it over the phone, 844-750-4985. Daniel Holdings joins us this week to talk about Steve Quayle's new documentary, Lies of Gods and Men. What's the connection between the Vatican, extraterrestrials, and, the growing One World Order? It's a jaw-dropping conversation. Our broadcast schedule is posted at skywatchtv.com/channels, but you can watch the program right now at the website, skywatchtv.com. All of our video content is always there. You can also catch it at the Skywatch TV YouTube channel. We are back on YouTube, at least for the main program. These shows keep talking about things that might get us canceled. So as far as this goes, go to our Rumble channel. You can find all of Skywatch TV's content at our Rumble channel, or add our app to Roku, Apple TV, or your mobile device. We've got apps for all of those. Mobile device gets you all of our video content, plus a calendar of upcoming events and important news updates 3 times a week as well. The mobile app is available for iOS, Android, and Amazon Kindle Fire phones and tablets. It is free, and we have links to their app stores at skywatchtv.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.